today we are talking about your daughter's big decisions. I'm not talking about what to have for dinner or what to do on a Friday night. I'm talking about the bigger decisions. I'm talking about things like who they might want to be romantically involved with or even go on a date with, whether or not to take that AP class, what colleges to apply to, whether or not to go out for the varsity team, whether to continue on a sports path or a music path or a theater path or to try and combine all three of them. We're talking about the bigger decisions that have some implications down the way. I have four questions that are really helpful when we are helping our kiddos to make these bigger decisions. Because when they're younger, we make a lot of these decisions for them. But the older they get, the more helpful it is to involve them in the process. And by older, I even mean 6, 7, 8 years old. As they're developing, you want to ask some of these questions alongside them to help them show how you're coming to conclusions for them, with them, so that they can then independently do it on their own as well as they get older and you have no control over their decisions anymore. Let's get right to it. Question number one that we really need to ask ourselves and our kiddos when we're making these big decisions is, what is the motivation behind this decision? So why is this important that we make a decision in this situation? And we really want to make sure that as we're making these decisions, we're peeling back any layers of fear or judgment, because a lot of decisions that we make are based on what we might think other people will think, or we're scared of what the outcome might be, so we're going to make this decision. So peeling back those layers and making sure that the decision that we're making is not based on other people's opinions and fear. That's the first question that we need to ask is, you know, why? Why are we making this decision? Why is it important? The second one I've kind of alluded to already has to do with future implications. How big are the future implications of this decision? There are some, like what college you go to, that could have a lot of implications about how far across the country you need to travel, how much money you're going to have to pay, what kind of environment you're going to be committing to for at least a semester to 4 or 5 years, depending on how long you stay at a university. What kind of part-time job should you get? So some are going to have longer term implications versus going out for a sports team is going to be a finite a period of time. Now, there might be implications beyond the time situation, but what are those future implications and how does that play a role in this decision? I think that's the second big question. The third big question is, when you make this decision, is this a final decision or is this the first step in many decisions? For example, if you are choosing to try out for a production, a theater production, let's say, that is decision number one. If you get cast, you have a second decision. Do I accept that role? Do I go forward? Do I make this happen? When we are presenting our kiddos with the, or when they're presenting us with the types of decisions that they're needing to make, let's make sure that they are accurately representing the different steps of that decision. So they don't assume, oh, if I get a part, I have to take it. Or if I make the team, I have to be on the team. Or if I get accepted to the college, I have to go to the college. Or whatever the situation is, they always have more ability to make the decision as time goes on. And sometimes kids will want to keep their options more open and go ahead and go for it and then make the decision later because we're not closing off our options then. So that's something we want to consider. And the fourth question that I think is really important to ask ourselves and ask our kiddos as we're making big decisions is, how hard is it to change this decision? Once we've made this decision, once we've moved forward, how difficult is it to decide we want to do something else? Going for an AP class, for example, deciding to take this AP class, getting a month and a half into the class and deciding, ooh, maybe that wasn't the best decision for me for XYZ reasons. How hard is it to change that decision? How hard is it to change the schedule? So that's something that you can really get curious about ahead of time. But this can be done with any of them. So those are the four questions that I think are really important. Getting curious about why we're making this decision, why is it important? What are the future implications of this decision? Is this just the first decision of many so that we can make sure that it's not, we're not weighing it with too much importance or too much stress or drama because we have another opportunity to make a decision about this situation? And the last but not least, how hard is it to change this decision? Those are the four questions, but I have a tool that I'm sure you guys all have heard of, but I don't know how many people actually use it. I'd love to see a show of hands of how many people actually use this tool. This is something we should be really helping our kiddos to develop the use of because it comes in so handy. And that is a pro and con list. I know you've heard of it. I know it's not rocket science, but the difference is a weighted pro and con list, I think, is really helpful. So understanding that you can say, here are three pros in this situation. Here are three positive aspects of making the decision this way. And here's one con, but that's a really big con. We need to make sure that we're making a weighted pro and con list. And one of the ways to do that is coming back to my favorite tool, the scale of 1 to 10. So for every pro, right, how big of a pro is this? Is this like a 10 pro or is this like a 2 or a 3? And then you can kind of have a better idea if you put it into those numerical terms, which side actually comes out winning, the pros or the cons. Ask those four questions. Use that tool. Start early. I'm always, always, always encouraging mom. The earlier you start, the better off you're going to be when they're a tweenager or a teenager and you're telling them to do these things and they've never done them before in their life. You might not get the best response, but if you start working through these processes with them younger, they're going to develop the understanding and the default to start asking these questions on their own. And that's really what we're going for as we help our daughters and sons, if you have them, to choose their thoughts so they can create a life that they love and then go out and change the world. Hope this is helpful. Have a great day and we'll talk to you soon.